Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Tom Merritt here. We know not everybody has heard every episode of Know A Little More, and sometimes people need a refresh. So we like to put older episodes back in the feed from time to time. This episode is about progressive web apps. It was originally released December 3rd, 2020. We haven't updated it since then, but enjoy PWAs. This app I want says I have to use its web version, but I don't want a website, although it says it can install it, but it's on the web. How does that work? Are you confused? Don't be. Let's help you know a little more about progressive web apps. A progressive web app, or PWA, is essentially an application that is delivered through a browser, but it can be used like a native app. It doesn't even need to be online, and it can be launched from its own icon or even a start menu or a launch pad without having to go through the normal browser interface. PWAs are much easier to deploy and maintain than native apps because you don't need to keep up with an API or changing operating system demands and things like backwards compatibility. Of course, because they aren't native apps with direct access to the API and the operating system, they aren't usually as smooth or as fast, but they can get very close. The other advantage of a PWA is you can start using it immediately when you find it. You don't have to wait to install it if you don't want to, and you can share it with others with a link. The term progressive web app was introduced by Google's Alex Russell in 2015. In a conversation with Francis Berriman, they decided on the attributes of a new class of applications that took advantage of modern web browsers. Russell lined out the attributes in a post on June 15, 2015, called Progressive Web Apps, Escaping Tabs Without Losing Our Soul. Now, he didn't invent PWAs. There were already loads of things like it. Adobe Air applications, Chrome and Firefox packaged applications, BlackBerry WebWorks apps, W3C widgets, WebOS apps, the Chromium embedded framework, and a whole lot more. Russell essentially proposed grouping the major attributes of these approaches and giving them the name Progressive Web Apps. He described the attributes of a PWA as the following. Responsive. Doesn't matter if you're on a phone screen or a desktop. It should adapt. It should work. Offline. You shouldn't have to be connected to the internet to make it work, except for internet-connected functions. App-like interactions. It should work like an app. Always be updated transparently. He called this fresh. Discoverable. In other words, it's identifiable as an app. Re-engageable by the OS. That gives you things like push notifications. Installable. You should be able to have an icon on your home or launch screen, no need for an app store. And linkable, meaning progressive web apps should be zero friction and easy to share. Now, there's no standard for PWAs, but Google has championed them. Google's developers page distills PWAs down into 3 points. One, reliable. It loads instantly, doesn't show you 404, or as they call it, the dinosaur. Two, it's fast, responding to user interactions the way a native app would. As Google says, no janky scrolling. And three, it's engaging. Feels like a natural app with an immersive user experience. In other words, it's not just a tab. Now, those 3 points don't address cross-browser compatibility, but Microsoft mentions that in its page on PWAs on MDN. Microsoft describes PWAs as using modern web APIs along with traditional progressive enhancement strategy to create cross-platform web applications. These apps work everywhere and provide several features that give them the same user experience advantages as native apps. All right, so we know what they should be able to do. To get there, you need companies to support them. Google has supported PWAs since Russell, their employee, proposed it in 2015. Windows added support for PWAs in February 2018, and in March of that same year, iOS added it to Safari 11.3. At last count, Firefox, Chrome, Safari, and Edge browsers all support it, as do many other browsers. Okay, so we have a kind of definition of what progressive web apps are and who supports them. How do you make them work? PWAs need a few things a typical website doesn't have to include. One is a manifest. This is essentially a JSON file that defines things about the look of the app, like the name, the icon for the home screen, background colors, and whether to show the browser UI or take over full screen. PWAs also generally include some kind of offline functionality, which can be achieved by saving the JavaScript and the CSS for faster load time, on up to saving almost everything the app does. PWAs also need something called service workers. Now, these are little waiters that run around in the... Okay, not actually. They're a different kind of service worker, but it's not far off. Service workers create a layer between the app and the network. They cache new content and synchronize local changes with a remote server. It enables notifications and fast loading. And a PWA should also use HTTPS. So when it does send data, it's secure. That should go without saying, but it doesn't. Use HTTPS. Now, those are the things almost always considered necessary for something to be a PWA. But there are a few other options and or alternatives for making websites that work like apps. Now, these are not yet considered essential to be a PWA, may even be separate from them, but let's run through what they are. WebAssembly is a binary format for the web. It's pre-compiled before it's shipped to you, then fully compiled by your browser, meaning it runs closer to native speed. Houdini is a set of features that talk more directly to the browser's CSS rendering engine. That gives you more custom layouts, styles, and animations than the browser would give from interpreting the CSS itself. So you get fancy animations and drop shadows and such. And WebRTC can give browsers real-time communications. You often think about WebRTC as being used with audio or video conferencing, but NVIDIA is using it to deliver its cloud gaming service on iOS. These can be used on their own or sometimes mixed in with PWA approaches. All right, so you know what a PWA is, you know how it works. Where do you find them? On the web. If you want to try a progressive web app, a few of the most commonly cited examples are Twitter Lite. That seems to be one of the darlings. Flipkart and Pinterest also have their websites available as PWAs. Just do a search. You can find more examples. One of the more recent examples is Amazon's Luna game streaming service on iOS. Some of these are even getting listed in app stores like the Google Play Store. Well, I hope this helps you understand why your app may not act exactly like an app. In other words, I hope now you know a little more about progressive web apps.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run FutureTools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of Lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.